of what the material world is made of and how it functions. The two are literally coming together. The science of 15,000 years ago is being confirmed by the latest Western science of today. So the ruse is, if it's objective, it's science, and if it's subjective, it's not. That's the self-serving definition. Well, who made that up? That's right, the scientists. The French. That would have been my answer. So the real measure of science, is it the same data from different sources? And the spiritual science exactly meets that criteria. In different cultures, in different epochs, in different times, in different places, different people have come up with the same data, the same information about life, about the soul, about eternity, about infinity, about the cosmos, about God, about truth, about the heart, about the brain, about the mind. Entire non-Western sciences that we now, just in the last 30, 40 years, have started to accept that are more Eastern in their origin, like acupuncture, like all the things that are like that, were all developed. If you look into it, it's all the literature, the data is out there. We're all developed through this inner science. We're developed by people actually mapping how the body works from the inside, not from cutting up dead bodies or doing objective experiments, but from doing internal experiments. So first, you have to have a broader understanding of what real science means. Real science doesn't just mean the outer science, but that's the definition that's been given societally. That's the definition that's evolved because it absolutely supports the material point of view.
How can it support the material point of view and yet show the spiritual view is correct when it's showing?
Very, very easily. Very easily. Because it simply stamps it as material. It simply says this is material information. This is better information or more accurate information or the most advanced information on the atomic level, let's say. And it just,
I think any scientist
wraps it with a bow saying this is a material information.
It's just the best model we have. It doesn't mean it's the absolute.
Exactly. Exactly.
But would you consider
that's the biggest clue about the mirage nature of it, is that it keeps having to be updated continuously. It's 10 years ago data, 10 years ago conclusion, turns out every time to not be quite as good as today's conclusion.
Doesn't seem to lead more towards what the mystics already knew. So things are coming together.
Well, you tell me, does that seem to be the effect in the world? The effect seems to be, in my looking at it, the effect seems to be that it's simply more evidence, more the argument that, yes, we, the science-based, can come up with the answer. It's more false proof that the material level is the level that will lead to the answer. Now, your question included comparing religious versus spiritual, and I want to not ignore that part as well. Religion is codified. Religion means, for most people, I think, that there's some signing off on a generally agreed upon set of principles. And in that sense, it's external. It's outside, not inner. Now, that doesn't mean that a religious person or one who subscribes to a particular religion can't also be spiritual or access the true spiritual dimension.